from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I've got five names here. I want to trade or fade. Will this player be traded to a new team, or fade the idea of them being traded to a new team? So I got five names here, Schultzy. I'm filibustering for some music.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't want to give you a crappy not baseball music, but I'm not sure we got anything in the system. Right. You know what? I gotta go with it, because this is the only baseball song that we have. So,
you know what?
It's baseball-y.
We'll take it.
It's what I got.
We'll take it. The first name on this list, Randy Arozarena of the Tampa Bay Rays, who has been playing particularly well since the All-Star break. It looks like he's returned to All-Star form. I want to pull up his stats over the last, I guess it would be 4 or 5 days since we came back, but he had a great series against the Yankees. And he definitely looks like he is returning to form, which I'm sure will drive up the price just a little bit more, and might incentivize the Rays to trade him and get a haul back. Let's see here. Last 7 days, 6-for-16, 3 home runs, 4 ribbies. He, against the Yankees, that series in the Yankees, he had 3 home runs, 4 RBIs. So, yeah, basically, those are his stats for against the Yankees. Went 4-for-4, 4-for-5 in one of those games. So, possibly Randy Arozarena finding his swing again. Will he find a new team? Trade or fade, Schultzy?
Oh, they're going to trade him. I don't think the Rays, even if they don't get exactly what they want for him, I don't think the Rays are going to hold on to a guy like that. That they could get prospects for the future of their organization. That's how they do it. That's what the Rays' philosophy is. So, just based on that alone, I will say trade.
I will say trade as well. Dear God, didn't know he was batting .209. I knew it wasn't a great season for him.
Oh, he was batting like .190. He's, I think, in the last 30 games, it's not just the All-Star break. It's been like almost .300 in the last month. So he has turned it around after an ass start to the season.
I am going to say trade as well. He's 29. I think that the better years are behind him. He probably has a few more years of production left, but I don't know if it's going to be anything what it's been like since, you know, he came up with the Rays. And I think that there is a team that could benefit from having his bat, and maybe a change of scenery. That will be just what they need to put them over the top. And I believe that the Rays, they are ready to sell. You saw them get rid of Savali earlier this year, a couple weeks back, rather, sending him over to the Brewers. So So I think that is the sign of things to come. The Rays aren't in a spot where they need to completely strip things down. They have like three starters that are all injured that will come back next year. So maybe it's a retooling, if anything. But I think with the age of Randy Arozarena and maybe seeing the best years behind him, that sell now, get what you can for him, and hope it's enough to where you can maybe get some prospects. Or maybe get you know, some nice arms in return that can help you out next season. But I am with you, Schulte. I say this is trade, and there are reports that the Dodgers are one of the teams that are in on Randy Arozarena. We'll get to the Dodgers here in the next segment, perhaps, because, man, they are really pissing me off.
They're just going to trade for everybody. Good God.
The next player on this list of the Chicago White Sox, Garrett Crochet, starting pitcher. Schulte, trade or fade?
Oh, Garrett Crochet also on the move. This seems to be more of a starting pitching heavy trade deadline as far as guys that are going to be available as opposed to hitters. But Crochet is one of the better names on that list. You talk about the Los Angeles Dodgers, who need some outfield help. Well, they also need starting pitching help because their guys just continually get injured. I think they are getting Clayton Kershaw back here either this week or next week. He will make his first start of the season, or he already did. So they're getting some help there, but they just let James Paxton go, designating him for assignment. So yeah, they've got a need, and if it's not the Dodgers, I could see somebody like the Yankees slipping and acquiring him. There is a huge need for starting pitching right now. Crochet's on the move. Trade.
I am going to say trade as well, because the White Sox need everything, and they suck, and I understand where it's like, and what, this is going to kind of be the same sentiment for the next player. Although I'll be going a different route with the next player on this list, is that when you are this bad and you have a great player, why do you hold on to him? Like, how close are you actually? And if you are as bad as the White Sox, you need to acquire as much young talent as possible. And Garrett Crochet, again, with how he is playing this year, you can get that young talent and you can get a lot of it. And again, with the where the White Sox are, it's just not a spot as a franchise where you're like, well, at least we have him, and man, our future sure looks bright, and thank God we have this ace to lean on for the foreseeable future. It's like, no, you need aces, you need batters, you need everything. So trade your best asset on the pitching side of things and get as much as you can. And as we see with every trade deadline, there is a team that is desperate for pitching, starting pitching especially. And Garrett Crochet, I think, will be on the move. 3.07 ERA this year, 157 strikeouts, a 0.97 whip for Garrett Crochet. I believe he will be traded as well.
That's going to take like two top prospects to acquire a line like that.
I believe so. Trying to figure out which team these guys go to, that's a different story. But it's usually the guys that are, or the teams that are in the race to try and win it all this year. The Dodgers, the Orioles. I don't know if the Phillies need to really make any moves. The Yankees, perhaps. But again, they got some arms, just as long as they start pitching better. But the next person on this list, and this, again, kind of same sentiment, it's Tarik Skubal of the Detroit Tigers.
Yes.
Now, the Tigers, the thing that's different about them versus the White Sox is they don't completely suck. They're better than they've been in the last couple of years. And Tarik Skubal literally is one of, if not the best pitchers in baseball this year. Saw another insane graphic that since September 1st of last year, he is like number one in every major pitching category. ERA, whip, fielding independent pitching, which is a big stat that they're starting to use now. F-war, whatever the hell stat you want to use, Tarik Skubal seems to be number one in every pitching stat. But will the Detroit Tigers trade him? Trade or fade on Skubal, Schulte?
Yeah, this is a tough one. You know, you're not necessarily looking at like a team of young studs. They do have, I love their new second baseman, Colt Keith, that young kid. Oh my goodness. I don't know if you know about him, dude. He's lighting the freaking world up so far this year, hitting 250, 10 homers, almost 40 ribbies. It looks like he's always grabbing a hit, and he can hit all around. I've seen him just getting hits away, pulling the ball. Love to watch that kid. But you look at the rest of their lineup, it's full of has-beens. You know, Gio Urshela, Javi Baez, Mark Canna. Love Mark Canna. He's a great power hitter, kind of a sneaky power hitter, but he's getting older. And outside of Tarik Skubal, you're looking at kind of a banged-up starting rotation. So, you, in my opinion, you don't really have the pieces to, like, go forward with a really good young starting pitcher that here soon you're going to have to pay, right? They're what, 4 or 5 years into him
he's
with
got,
control. So.
And after this year, they have 2 more years of arbitration with
him. Okay, so under, they've got 2 more years.
They got hit, he's under control for those 2 more years after this.
But you kind of have to weigh, well, is he going to get injured versus what his value is right now? You're right, this is the toughest decision, but if I'm Detroit at this point, I think what you can get back for him on this pitching market is going to be quite a bit. I think if you're looking at like a 2 top prospect price for Crochet, it's probably going to be a 2 to 3 top prospect price for Tarik Skubal, right? If I'm Detroit, I don't think I can say no to that. So I know you're sitting opposite of this, Joe, but I'm going to say trade.
And I'm just leaning on the reports I feel like I see mostly is that
for sure.
There's a lot of MLB insiders, Bob Nightingale, Ben Verlander. I mean, there are a lot of guys saying do not trade him. They shouldn't trade him. They won't trade him. And when you are literally the best pitcher in baseball, you're under contract for another 2 years. And with the Detroit Tigers not having to pay Miggy Cabrera anymore, it's like, how about you start spending money on offense again and start acquiring talent? The problem with the Tigers, though, and I kind of mentioned this last week, is that any sort of hitting talent they have built up in their farm system, they have not developed well as soon as they have gotten to the majors. And their hitting has been underwhelming. Spencer Torkelson, I said again that, what is it? Remember, Akil Badu was supposed to be the next best thing for this Tigers team as well.
Yeah, Torkelson got sent down. You're right.
Yeah, so, I mean, I feel like they're going to need to spend money on some proven at-bats in the offseason and start building it around Tarik Skubal. I mean, I don't know how much money and years are left on that Javi Baez deal either, but dear God, get rid of him too. Start getting some proven players, proven bats that are going to be able to improve this offense. Because, and then I don't know, I haven't looked at what Jack Flaherty's contract is at. He could be one that is more so on the move on this Detroit Tigers staff. I say that Skubal is going to stay put, and the Tigers are going to just try and build this team up a little bit more. The pitching is good, whether it's not starting, but their bullpen has been traditionally well, playing well as also over the last few years. So it's just getting bats, and I think that they're going to hold on to him and do that in the offseason. Let's take a break. I got a couple more names on here, and then talk about how the Dodgers are annoying and the Braves are annoyed. We get to that next year, Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, we're doing trade or fade. We've got a couple more players on this list. And talk about some teams that are leading in the National League. But we got just two more players here. And one of them is Blue Jays first baseman Vladimir Guerrero Jr.
Ooh, this is a toughie.
This is a toughie. I'll go first on this. I say fade. I say that the Blue Jays are going to do their best to get rid of everything else but Vladimir Guerrero Jr. You want to talk about a proven bat, proven commodity. I understand what you can get for him. But I feel like you have enough on this team as far as trade assets go that you could still get enough decent pieces for your farm system, younger players that can help build this team back up. And if you're Toronto and want to keep selling tickets and filling up the Rogers Center, then you keep Vladimir Guerrero on this team. I would be very surprised to see the Blue Jays let go of him. Because also, yes, it's not a great year for the Blue Jays. One of the more disappointing teams. The offense is not what it's been like in the years past. I feel like that can be, for some reason, that team, I feel like they can right the storm a little bit more. And a couple moves away, I think they can get right back into being one of the best teams, especially having Vladimir Guerrero Jr., but it's just a matter of what moves that you do make. I just think there are some players that you have to get rid of at this point, like probably George Springer. That ship has sailed. Got to get rid of Bo Bichette, who actually just went on the IL today. So I don't know if that's going to be something the team is interested. Maybe that was a preemptive trade deadline IL move. I think it was like back soreness or something like that. It was like a vague injury. But I say that the Vladimir Guerrero and the Blue Jays stay together, fade this idea of a trade.
Yeah, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., still only 25 years old, is one of the hardest kind of players to actually trade because on paper, he's really good. Statistically, one of the best players in MLB over the last five seasons. Led the league in home runs back in 2021. He's been an all-star already four times. This is a franchise player. These players do not come along very often, right? Generational talent. And if you're looking at maybe a top prospect and a group of, you know, select guys that might be good coming to you from an organization, I am hard-pressed if I'm the Toronto Blue Jays to accept that deal. You can't get a player in 5 years out of any of these minor leaguers or prospects that you're going to be trading away in Vladimir Guerrero Jr. He's probably the best overall organizational talent you've had since Roy freaking Holiday. I think Patrick said that here on Hot Corner a couple of weeks ago. They're bad right now, but these are the pieces that you build around. It's like when you want to reset, it's the type of hitter that you're looking for. Why give up on that? So no, I say fade as well. I'm sure that they're going to be getting offers, but unless they get like a blow my pants off offer, I'm talking, you know, like Jason Dominguez and three other top prospects from the Yankees, or the Mariners send Colt Emerson, Harry Ford, Tyler Locklear, and then Emerson Hancock as well, which is literally their four best prospects, I'm saying no if I'm Toronto.
He is a free agent after next year, so he is soon approaching contract negotiations with the Blue Jays or possibly another team. But I think if you're the Blue Jays, you keep him and just build around him for the future.
They were ready to hand Shohei Ohtani $680 million. Obviously, Vladdy doesn't pitch, but my point in making this is that they could and are very ready to hand a Vladdy Guerrero Jr. $400 million.
And the last player on this list, I think you and I can both agree on this, Luis Robert Jr. of the White Sox. Same thing with Garrett Crochet. If you have any semblance of talent on this White Sox team that isn't, I mean, honestly, I don't even know how old Luis Robert Jr. is.
He is 26, so he's starting to get on the other side of his 20s. But
I was
going to
say, if there is talent
point.
Above the age of 25, then you need to get rid of it. So he clears that benchmark. White Sox, you need to start fresh, get as much young talent for your farm system as possible, get it in your pipeline. And Luis Robert Jr., Not a great year by any stretch of the imagination. He had a much better year last year, but I think that's what you sell teams on, is what he could be for your offense and change of scenery, what he can do for your playoff roster in October. And so he's got to go. I say trade.
Yeah, I also say trade just because of the state that the White Sox are in as a franchise. He's not going to get you top dollar in return because of the season that he's had.
No.
You know, yeah, he was hitting $1.90 at one point. Now, thankfully, just like Randy Arozarena, over the last month has actually been anything but anemic. Hit a few more homers, but you know, his slugging, his OPB, not terrible. I think OPS total 738. So that's pretty much at league average, I think, for a Major League Baseball player. But yeah, so he's going to get something for you if you're the White Sox, but he's not going to get you a lot. You still have to take the deal, though.
Saw a report from Jeff Kerr of CBS Philadelphia that apparently the White Sox have had scouts around the Phillies minor league team in recent weeks. So maybe they're sniffing around Philadelphia looking for prospects for Luis Robert Jr. or Garrett Crochet. I don't think they need the arm, but again, might be possible. But yeah, I definitely see him getting traded. To move on to teams, the Dodgers, boy, they're really pissing me off. Not only are they likely to get Tyler Glasnow back this week, they're likely to get Clayton Kershaw this week. There are reports that they are in on Randy Arozarena. They are one of the teams that have been looking at Tarik Skubal as well. And I don't know if it was their GM or president of baseball operations, but he basically said that an arm starting pitching, is something they are very much looking at and engaged in trying to acquire a starting pitcher at the trade deadline. Piss off the Dodgers. As the Vancouver Four text line said a couple minutes ago, next segment, Dodgers burn in hell.
They've got everything. Like, they don't need more.
Can you just stop?
Didn't they? It's crazy that they are already talking about the need of an outfielder when they called up Andy Pages. Like, I understand they're dealing with injuries, but Pages is an outfielder, right? And he has hit very well since he's been up this year. They've got prospects. They've got pitchers to fill in. The young two kids that have stepped up and actually pitched really well over the past month. You didn't even know that they had those guys. Like, what more do they need?
Like I said, piss off. Alden Gonzalez, ESPN baseball reporter, Garrett Crochet is, quote, at the top, end quote, of the Dodgers list as the deadline approaches. Again, if they somehow pull off trading for a top pitching prospect, top pitcher, and a one of the top hitting players at the deadline, like Randy Arozarena, I swear to God, man. I swear to God. I mean, even if they land a Jack Flaherty and they're just able to get one of each, I'm not going to be happy about this. It's like, dude, can you just stop, please? And then they get Glasnow, and then they get Kershaw back. It's looking like Yoshinobu Yamamoto is probably going to be done for the rest of the year. He says that he would like to come back by the end of the year, but I don't know. I'm sure that every injured player would like to come back and start playing for their team again, but that doesn't mean they will. So Dodgers, piss off, please. You're annoying. And how annoyed are you if you're the Atlanta Braves? Because, my God, they are falling apart. Who was it? Ozzie Albies is going to be out for 8 weeks now. He just got an injury the other day. I forget if it was arm or leg, but I just saw that he's out for 8 weeks at least. And then Max Fried was pulled from a game the other day. You obviously lost Ronald Acuna earlier in the year. You lost Spencer Strider earlier in the year. Like, you are hobbling to the finish line if you are the Atlanta Braves. Apparently, they had a players-only meeting today.
Oh, yeah.
I think that was more so just to learn the names of the new players they had to call up from AAA that they're now having to put on the roster because of injuries. But the Braves, I mean, for a team that, you know, you won a World Series, which, fantastic, you're happy about that, but a team that was built to win World Series, to go on a run, and this season has just got to be an absolute punch in the balls. Like, it's probably lost season. and what you're kind of like the Mariners mentality is like, let's just get to the playoffs and see if, you know, our stalwart starters in Reynaldo Lopez and Chris Sale, who knew before the beginning of the year that those two were going to be their best pitchers, right? And hope that they can make a run. But, man, you have just got to be really annoyed if you're a Braves fan with how this season's gone. Not being able to hit the ball and then just losing guys left and right. Vancouver 4 text line, it's worth the price of admission to listen to the 234 ways you guys pronounce a Rosarena.
Yeah. I'm not a Tampa Bay Rays fan.
Arizarena.
I was ripping sports cards on YouTube his rookie year, so I probably said it at least six different ways. I still don't know how to say it.
Let's see if we can pull up a baseball pronunciation guide. It's not even on baseball reference.
Of course, see, that's where... fail.
How are we supposed to get better?
Rania, well, I literally got to Google it. Arizarena. That's literally what Google tells me.
Arizarena. There we go.
Hey, speaking of getting aroused for something, baseball Sunday mornings back on Roku this last Sunday. I don't know if you caught it.
Oh yeah, the coup. Yeah. The row. Yeah. They got MLB streaming now.
Yeah, they got MLB streaming. I mean, it's pretty cool to see just like games for free on a, you know, on a service you don't have to pay for. So.
Arizarena.
Arizarena.
That texter's happy now, for God's sake.
Randy Arizarena. That I am literally reading this off of Google, so if that's wrong, then take it up with Google, not us.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.